Drover came up beside me and sat down.
Gosh, what's wrong with him?
He's very ill, Drover. I think he might be coming down with distemper.
You mean he's mad?
Mad? Why would you say that?
Well, you said something about his temper, and I thought you made him mad.
Drover, please try to pay attention. I said distemper. Distemper. Distemper is like pneumonia in cats.
Oh, then why don't they just call it pneumonia?
I don't know. Maybe distemper is easier to spell than pneumonia. Did you realize that pneumonia starts with a P?
Gosh, you mean they wet the bed?
What?
You said that when cats get pneumonia, they wet the bed.
I stared into the emptiness of his eyes. I did not say that. I said the word pneumonia begins with the letter P.
I'll be darned. So it's really pneumonia?
No, it's really pneumonia. The P is silent.
Yeah, it'll sneak up on you.
Exactly. It's very confusing, and that's why we call it distemper instead of pneumonia. But the point is that Pete is a very sick cat.
I'll be darned. I thought he was laughing his head off.
He was not laughing his head off, Drover. He was seized by a terrible fit of coughing.
Then how come he was saying tee-hee?
My eyeballs rolled up inside my head. Because, Drover, distemper often produces a distinctive symptom called tee-hee coughing. You have your hacking coughs, your crouping coughs, and your tee-hee coughs. And the tee-hee coughs are the very worst kind.
I'll be darned. I never knew coughing could be so complicated.
Everything is complicated, Drover. If you spent more time paying attention and less time goofing off, you would know just how complicated this life can be.
I'll be darned.
He began scratching at his ear.
I thought maybe he was laughing because you got in trouble with Sally Mae.
I beamed him a steely gaze. There, you see? This is exactly what I've been talking about. Once again, you lost concentration and missed out on one of the most exciting cases of the year. The invasion of Monster Woman. He stopped scratching and stared at me.
Monster Woman? You mean there's a monster on the ranch?
Exactly. She attacked me in daily broadlight and tried to bite me on the neck with her bloody fangs. Drover's eyes grew as wide as plates, and he began backing away.
Oh my gosh, I think I'll go hide under my bed.
I found myself casting glances over both shoulders. Not a bad idea, son. In fact, I might even join you. Let's get out of here. And with that, we went streaking down to the security division's vast office complex under the gas tanks. Rode the elevator up to the 12th floor, burst into our bedroom office, and dived beneath our respective gunny sack beds. Only then could we be sure that we were safe.